Many of us feel awkward and don't feel like taking responsibility when we mess up. And when we don't own up, it affects how others trust us in the future. Our next section features two teachings, Dr. Sherry Denham Keffer on the topic of ownership, and then Dr. Jackie Mack Harris on rebuilding trust. Following the teachings, Chris Williams and Dr. Jill Hubbard will answer Amber's question on forgiveness.
I'm wrestling with something, and I'm wrestling with it, and I just want to throw it out there for a conversation, an open conversation here, because I think it's really hard to own things. I think it's hard to take ownership over the things we've done that hurt somebody. I think it's easier to be hurt than it is to actually annihilate somebody's heart and then take ownership for the harm that you did. And so in the world of addiction, which, you know, I spend a lot of time in the world of sex addiction, I often have the one who has betrayed say things like, well, I was drinking alcohol or using cocaine, or I have this addict self that was acting out. And as far as I can see, that's blame. It's blaming. It's saying, this is the thing. You might as well say the devil made me do that. And I don't think that that's ownership, because we do have volition. We make choices. But I watch betrayed partners suffer, waiting for the one that betrayed them to own it 100%. And I feel like these are good women. These are women in my research. 88% of them said, I would stay. I would stay if the one I'm with would stop lying, right? Mm-hmm. But in my practice, it's like a 96th percentile. Most people work through it, even with the most horrible things that could ever happen. Mm-hmm. But that piece of ownership, which in the Bible, it's, oh, wretched man that I am, or it's, oh, wretched woman that I am, depending upon who's caused harm. It's such a level of depth that you have to face being ashamed and face the harm and say, yes, I did it.
Yeah. And I experience that with the couples that I work with as well. People have a really hard time saying, yeah, I did that. I messed up. It was my fault. I'm the cause. People have a terrible time with that. And unfortunately, the healing doesn't really start to take place until you do.
No, it doesn't. Both people stay like in a tubal pregnancy. They're stuck.
They're stuck. They're stuck.
And so if you're the person who may have been the offender, know that it will only get better when you lean into the admission of guilt, to take the risk, because otherwise you're just going to be holding your breath and you're going to experience life less than what God had intended. And there is nothing like the freedom that comes from confession in a safe and healthy, encouraging relationship. It may not turn out the way that you like it, but it is worth taking the risk.